The ACTU has released research which shows 60% of Australians want the rich to pay higher taxes, and they also want more money spent on public services rather than on tax cuts. The union's peak body has published two discussion papers in the run-up to the October tax summit. ACTU Secretary Jeff Lawrence says he hopes the summit will consider views beyond big business, as he claims the Henry tax review excluded the voices of workers. Mr. Lawrence is speaking here to Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
People think the tax system is actually a bit more equal than it is, but they actually think that it should be even more equal. So they do support a tax system that provides for enough revenue to support social wage and public spending. They do support a tax system which provides for actually higher taxes for those on higher incomes and reduction in taxes for those on lower incomes.
Is it really a great surprise that most Australians, if you ask them, I mean, they would say, yes, the rich should pay more tax?
I think the point is it does show that people are interested in a more equal society. They're interested in a more progressive tax system. What we wanted to get out there was some facts and a perspective in the lead up to the tax forum, which is really about the need to make sure that that gathering is one which focuses on a broader perspective than some of the pro-business agendas that have dominated, I think, the tax debate over the last year or two.
I'd like to pick up on that point. In your release, you say that unions will vigorously seek to counter this one-sided tax forum. Are you having a swipe at the Treasurer there?
Well, I think the Henry tax panel was quite narrow, and I made that point at the time. It was dominated by tax experts and by business, and the broader community in the union movement wasn't represented. This tax forum, though, is broader, and I do expect it to be a more balanced discussion.
On Friday, the Reserve Bank Governor, Glenn Stevens, indicated that he's still concerned about falling productivity levels in the economy in the community. Do you share those concerns?
Well, I thought the comments Glenn Stevens, as reported in The Australian, were unfortunate. They appeared to be based on a range of things that he's heard from business, and I question the extent to which the Reserve Bank and its governor are open to broader influences. The board of the Reserve Bank is actually quite narrow, and it appears to be the case that the government's various economic instruments, and I include the Reserve Bank and the Productivity Commission in this, are just simply responsive to the employer's agenda rather than a broader agenda. And so for that reason, we do think that issues that have been raised by Glenn Stevens and, for that matter, by the Productivity Commission need to be debated pretty extensively.
Is the bank out of touch?
I think it is, and I think the Productivity Commission is out of touch, and we'll be doing our best over the next couple of weeks to put those issues to both of those organisations.
Should the makeup of both institutions be changed? Paul Howes from the Australian Workers Union said last week that the makeup of the board needs to be looked at if the bank does not start lowering interest rates. Do you share that view?
Well, look, I do. And I think that all organisations in government, particularly those that have got an important impact on economic policy, and therefore Australian society, need to be representative of the whole of the society, and the fact is that neither the Productivity Commission or the Reserve Bank are.
I have to ask you about Labor MP Craig Thompson and the Health Services Union. Mr. Thompson's denied any wrongdoing in the case, but does it concern you that an individual of this union has spent the union's money on these sorts of things, on escorts and the like?
Well, there's a range of allegations that have been made, and they're being investigated, and I think those investigations should run their course.
Would it be appropriate for Mr. Thompson to make a statement to Parliament?
Well, that's all those issues, Sabra, are matters for the government, because Mr. Thompson is now an MP.
The ACTU's Secretary, Jeff Lawrence, speaking to Sabra Lane.